Grover tried to get up, but ropes sprang around his black satin bed too and lashed him down. "Not cool," he yelled, his voice vibrating from the million hand massage. "Not cool at all." The giant looked at Annabeth, then turned toward me and grinned.
"Almost, darn it."
I tried to step away, but his hand shot out and clamped around the back of my neck.
"Whoa, kid. Don't worry. We'll find you one in a sec."
"Let my friends go."
"Oh, sure I will. But I gotta make them fit first."
"What do you mean?"
"All the beds are exactly 6 feet, see? Your friends are too short. Gotta make them fit."
Annabeth and Grover kept struggling.
"Can't stand imperfect measurements,"
Krusty muttered.
"Ergo!"
A new set of ropes leaped out from the top and bottom of the beds, wrapping around Grover and Annabeth's ankles, then around their armpits. The rope started tightening, pulling my friends from both ends.
"Don't worry," Krusty told me. "These are stretching jobs, maybe 3 extra inches on their spines. They might even live. Now why don't we find a bed you like, huh?"
"Percy!" Grover yelled. My mind was racing. I knew I couldn't take on this giant waterbed salesman alone. He would snap my neck before I ever stored out. "Your real name's not Krusty, is it?" I asked.
"Legally, it's Pro Krusty's," he admitted.
"The stretcher," I said. I remembered the story. The giant who tried to kill Theseus with over-hospitality on his way to Athens.
"Yeah,"
the salesman said.
"But who can pronounce Pro Krusty's? Bad for business. Now Krusty, anybody can say that."
"You're right. It's got a good ring to it." His eyes lit up.
"You think so?"
"Oh, absolutely," I said. "And the workmanship on these beds, fabulous." He grinned hugely, but his fingers didn't loosen on my neck.
"I tell my customers that every time. Nobody bothers to look at the workmanship. How many built-in lava headboards have you seen?"
"Not too many."
"That's right."
"Percy," Annabeth yelled, "what are you doing?"
"Don't mind her," I told Pro Krusty's. "She's impossible."
The giant laughed.
"All my customers are. Never 6 feet exactly. So inconsiderate. And then they complain about the fitting."
"What do you do if they're longer than 6 feet?"
"Oh, that happens all the time. It's a simple fix."
He let go of my neck. Before I could react, he reached behind a nearby sales desk and brought out a huge double-bladed brass axe. He said,
"I just center the subject as best I can and lop off whatever hangs over on either end."
"Ah," I said, swallowing hard.
"I'm so glad to come across an intelligent customer."
The ropes were really stretching my friends now. Annabeth was turning pale. Grover made gurgling sounds like a strangled goose.
"So, Krusty," I said, trying to keep my voice light.
I glanced at the sales table, the Valentine-shaped honeymoon special. "Does this one really have dynamic stabilizer to stop motion?"
"Absolutely. Try it out."
"Yeah, maybe I will. But would it work even for a big guy like you? No waves at all?"
"Guaranteed."
"No way."
"Way?
Show me." He sat down eagerly on the bed, patted the mattress.
"No waves, E."
I snapped my fingers. Oh! Ropes lashed around Krusty and flattened him against the mattress.
"Hey!"
he yelled. "Center 'em just right," I said. The ropes readjusted themselves at my command. Krusty's whole head stuck out the top. His feet stuck out the bottom.
"No,"
he said.
"Wait, this is just a demo."
I uncapped Riptide. A few simple adjustments. I had no qualms about what I was about to do. If Krusty were human, I couldn't hurt him anyway. If he was a monster, he deserved to turn into dust for a while.
"You'll drive a hard bargain,"
he told me.
I'll give you 30% off on selected floor models.
I think I'll start with the top. I raised my sword.
No money down. No interest for 6 months.
I swung the sword. Krusty stopped making offers. I cut the ropes on the other beds. Annabeth and Grover got to their feet, groaning and wincing and cursing me a lot.
You look taller, I said.
Very funny, Annabeth said. Be faster next time. I looked at the bulletin board behind Krusty's sales desk. There was an advertisement for Hermes Delivery Service and another for the all-new Compendium of L.A. Area Monsters, the only monstrous yellow pages you'll ever need. Under that, a bright orange flyer for DOA Recording Studios offering commissions for heroes' souls. We are always looking for new talent. DOA's address was right underneath with a map. Come on, I told my friends. Give us a minute, Grover complained. We were almost stretched to death. Then you're ready for the underworld, I said. It's only a block from here.